Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The approach to dieting seems to be changing. And in fact, the way we look at food and the way we express or experience food is becoming more and more important. Dr. Janine Sachs is a healthcare practitioner specializing as a nutritionist and dietitian. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. Morning, Howard.
So it's great to speak to you. It's such an interesting topic because we definitely see that if you go to a restaurant and you look at a menu and you look at the, I don't know, the slimmers section and it's light and it's carb free and it's all sorts of, like, that's really not something that we're particularly interested in eating. Has diet or healthy food been marketed to us in a negative way?
So Howard, I think it's very much how you look at it. I would look at diet not in itself, but as you say, a more holistic point of view. If you say you look at a restaurant, it's not just the menu. It should be about the setting, about everything that comes with the food that you're going to eat. There's so many diets trending at the moment that either leave out specific food groups or determine what time of day you can and can't eat. And so with that influx and overflow of information that's available to everyone, obviously online and with any kind of support group, along with the diet trend that they're following, people are confused and they're looking to follow a trend. So it's a matter of, I would say, unfortunately, some people are uneducated, and with that, there might be negative associations, but if you can look at it the right way, it should be positive.
So how do we do that? Because we are schooled to, and especially at the moment, well, you know, that you either don't eat for the whole day or the sum of the day, or then you land up eating, you know, no carbs or major food groups disappear. How do we start to, I mean, do these things work? Are they perhaps the answer in some cases?
All right. So first of all, one should not try to be a professional if they, you know, you try to seek professional advice and whatever it is. Doctors are opposed to Dr. Google and fellow dietitians opposed to people trying to find their own diets online. As soon as you focus on your eating and make a change, you are going to see results. So even take the blood group diet, for example, which there isn't any scientific proof that it does or doesn't work. But as soon as you focus and you can't combine your carbohydrates and proteins anymore, that means you can no longer have a burger. That means your white bun is gone. Mm. And you're automatically going to have to make an alternative decision. So these diets will often work because suddenly you're paying attention as opposed to being carefree, which usually also comes after this time of year. Come December, everyone just does want to just let go. And then come January, they feel remorse and want to just know that they're doing something. So they'll see one of the trends that appeals to them, and as soon as you focus, you should get results. Not everything will give everyone results. Diet and weight loss or health improvement is more complex than just changing the food that you eat. Banking, for example, some people see results and some people, it's disastrous for others. So that's also why you need a professional and you need guidance.
Yeah, and that is the case, because otherwise we sort of almost jump from diet to diet.
Correct.
And of course that never really works anyway, does it?
For sure. So yeah, generally the best is to go down to basics, health and nutrition, and if you can, seek the advice of a professional so that they can guide you. The information out there is so confusing. There's some good stuff available online, and there's some, you know, not good stuff or stuff that's trending or fad dieting, so it does leave everyone confused, and they're sometimes making a mismatch of a whole lot of different trends, which is also disastrous.
Yeah, and of course there's also the complexity when it comes to our children, and very often our daughters, but I know that it does impact our sons as well, in terms of how we approach food at home and the focus that we have on diet rather than healthy eating.
Most definitely. So I think if anything, going back to school now, and families could actually use their kids as a good example of how to start the year off right. Children have to have breakfast before they leave to for school, for me, it's not negotiable. It's the fuel to start their most difficult lessons on the day. And if mom and dad have got time to feed their kids, they should just take time to eat breakfast themselves. And those breaks, first break and second break, are put in place for a reason. It's when you actually need to be eating. So almost like you pack lunch for kids, you could pack lunch for yourself for the office. And as you'll find that if you go into that same pattern that set out for kids, a typical school day, you could end up feeling very good yourself as an adult.
Dr. Janine Sachs, healthcare practitioner, specializing as a nutritionist and a dietitian, talking to us about getting back on a track in January.